You share the divine nature of God.
Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. 2 Peter 1:4.
Did you realize that every time you surrender sin and its underlying beliefs to Jesus, you have the opportunity to participate in the divine nature of God and escape the corruption of your sinful self-nature caused by evil desires? My life changed when I realized that the divine nature of God is at work in me whenever I yield self to His power and control. I realized that I could not change self into someone good, but God's divine power could mortify these deeds of my body which have their origin in Satan. Although I cannot disarm the condemnation burrowed in my heart, God does through His divine power when I submit the beliefs of condemnation to Him. Although I cannot disband the abandonment stuck in my heart, God does with His divine love when I surrender the beliefs of abandonment to Him. Although I cannot discard the shame lodged in my heart, God does with His divine hope when I relinquish the shame to Him.
For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 4.
I bless you to know that you can escape the corruption of your sinful self if you rely on God's divine power. Realize that the weapons God uses are not the world's weapons of running, hiding, and blaming, but weapons of divine power that can demolish the strongholds of corruption in your heart.
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3.
I bless you to realize that God's divine power has given you everything you need to escape the corruption of your sinful self and live a holy life. I bless you.